Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In How to Think About the Economy, A Primer, Per Bylund offers a refreshing exploration into the underlying principles and theoretical foundations that govern economic thought. Unlike traditional economic texts, which often delve into mathematical models and complex theories, Bylund adopts a more accessible approach. He aims to equip readers, regardless of their background in economics, with the cognitive tools necessary to comprehend and critically evaluate economic phenomena. Through this primer, Bylund demystifies the economy, encouraging a deeper understanding of its workings and our place within it. This book emerges as a crucial read at a time when economic literacy is increasingly necessary to navigate the complexities of the modern world. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of individuals in the economy. One of the core premises of Bylund's book is that the economy is not a standalone entity, but a complex system fueled by the actions and decisions of individuals. Bylund highlights the significance of human action, choices, and motivations in shaping economic landscapes. He argues that understanding the economy begins with acknowledging the individual's role in production, consumption, and exchange processes. This perspective challenges the reader to consider how personal decision-making not only influences individual outcomes, but also contributes to broader economic trends. By incorporating real-world examples, Bylund effectively illustrates the interconnectedness of individual actions and economic dynamics, offering insights into how seemingly small decisions can have overarching economic implications. Secondly, the importance of free markets. Bylund passionately defends the importance of free markets as the bedrock of economic prosperity and innovation. He delineates how markets, when allowed to operate without undue interference, harness the collective information and preferences of society to allocate resources efficiently. This section of the book elaborates on the concept of spontaneous order, where individuals, through their voluntary exchanges, contribute to the emergence of order and coordination in the economy without the need for centralized control. Bylund critiques common misconceptions about market failures and government intervention, arguing that many perceived issues are, in fact, the result of restrictions on market freedom. Through persuasive arguments and empirical evidence, he makes the case for why free markets are essential for fostering innovation, efficiency, and individual liberty. Thirdly, understanding economic fluctuations, Bylund delves into the mechanisms behind economic booms and busts, offering readers a nuanced understanding of economic fluctuations. He challenges the conventional wisdom that these cycles are inherent to capitalism, instead presenting them as the consequence of distortions in the market, often due to monetary policy and government intervention. This section breaks down complex concepts like inflation, interest rates, and the business cycle into understandable segments, clarifying their interrelations and impacts on the economy. Bylund advocates for a return to sound money principles and minimal governmental interference to stabilize economic cycles. This enlightening discussion equips readers with the analytical tools to scrutinize policy decisions and their long-term effects on economic health. Fourthly, the intersection of economics and entrepreneurship. Per Bylund emphasizes the critical linkage between economics and entrepreneurship, arguing that entrepreneurs not only drive economic growth, but also serve as the mechanism through which markets reach efficiency. This section explores the entrepreneurial process, from opportunity recognition to value creation and capture. By highlighting the role of entrepreneurs in identifying and addressing unmet market needs, Bylund illustrates how they are instrumental in pushing the economic frontier. This perspective sheds light on the challenges and rewards of entrepreneurship, providing readers with an appreciation for the entrepreneurial spirit that fuels innovation and prosperity. Bylund's discussion prompts readers to consider the broader implications of entrepreneurial activity on economic development and societal well-being. Lastly, the ethical dimensions of economic decision-making. Bylund does not shy away from addressing the ethical considerations inherent in economic decision-making. This segment of the book invites readers to ponder the moral implications of their economic choices, both as consumers and as citizens. By exploring themes such as responsibility, sustainability, and justice, Bylund encourages a holistic approach to thinking about the economy, one that goes beyond mere profit maximization. He argues that ethical considerations should not be an afterthought, but a fundamental aspect of economic activity. This discussion prompts a reflection on how economic decisions can align with broader societal values and contribute to a more equitable and sustainable world. In conclusion, Per Bylund's How to Think About the Economy, A Primer, is an essential read for anyone seeking to deepen their understanding of economic principles and their application in the real world. This book breaks down complex theories into accessible concepts, making it suitable for readers with little to no background in economics, as well as those looking to refresh their knowledge. By focusing on the role of individuals, the significance of free markets, the nature of economic fluctuations, the importance of entrepreneurship, and the ethical dimensions of economic decisions, Bylund offers comprehensive insights into the multifaceted world of economics. This primer is not just for students or professionals in the field, but for anyone who wishes to make informed decisions and contribute to discussions on economic policies and practices. By providing a foundation for critical thinking about economic issues, Bylund's book has the potential to enrich one's understanding of the economy and empower individuals to actively engage in shaping a prosperous and equitable society. If you would like to support Per Bylund, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.